This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So first of all, well done for coming. Day after Purim, it's very admirable. Walking wounded, zombies, kol hakavod to all of you. So Hilchos Brachos, we're going to now start looking at the concept of Ikka and Tofel. Ikka and Tofel is a very interesting and very relevant area of Hilchos Brachos. Ikka basically means you have a primary food, and the Tofel means you have a secondary food. When you have combinations of foods, what bracha do you make? Do you make one bracha? Do you make two brachas? So it's an interesting, like I say, a very relevant area of Hilchos Brachos. So much of what I'm going to say is based on Hilchos Brachos, the art scroll one, Rabbi Yomin Forst, which is a fabulous sefer. And he uses the Aruch HaShulchan to begin with to define various categories. So the first category, if you think about it, you can have foods which are combined together, they're blended together, they're eaten together. Think lasagna, think sort of stews, chulen type things where you've got meat and potato, vegetable, all cooked together. When do you make one bracha, when do you make two brachas? What's clear is that lasagna will say straight away, you make a mezonos. What's also clear is if you've got a plate of food with some meat or some fish and you've got some vegetables, that's pretty clear that you make two brachas as well, separately, two brachas. So when do you make one bracha, when do you make two brachas? What's the rule? So take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. This is at the top of page 9. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following. He quotes, the starting point is a Mishnah in Brachas. And he quotes that at the beginning. Shonu Chachomim b'Mishnah, the Mishnah in Brachas, which appears on Brachas Mem Daled Amud Aleph. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Kol Shehu Ikka, whichever is the primary food, the imoy tefela, and the secondary food is with it, mevarech al ha'ika upayte es ha'tefela. You make a bracha on the primary, and that exempts the secondary subordinate type of food. Now, then he carries on. V'yeh shnei minei tefelas. There are two types of secondary. Ha'achas tefela mu'ureves. One is where the tofel, the secondary food, is sort of mixed into the primary food. V'hashen is tefela. And the second one is when the tefela is eina murevis, is not mixed in. Tefela murevis ketzat. How do you define a sort of a combo, a combined food mixture? Harisha bishlon shnei dvarim ke'echot. You cook the two items together. Okay, that's interesting. You cook the two items together. Va'oichlim oison ke'echot. And you eat them together as well. Lo shayach ikka v'tofel alakash oichlim biyachad. It's only shayach ikka and tofel when you eat them together, and here comes the interesting line, she'loikhin bekaf achas, you eat them in one spoon. So in other words, if you, one fork, one spoon, you put the food on that, and it comes up together on one spoon, that is considered ikra and tofu. So, for example, let's go back to our lasagna, or our stew, or something like that, or a fruit salad. Imagine you've got a fruit salad made up of different small pieces of fruit. Some of them are bepro 8, some of them are bepro adoma. So you've got mango melon and pineapple. So you've got mixtures of ho'etz and hadoma. So, but it cut in fairly small pieces so that it all comes up on one spoon. So that would be a case of ikka and tofel. Now, we're going to have to define what's the ikka, what's the tofel, how do you define it, is it... But we'll come to all that. But what that is, these are examples of ikka and tofel. And in that situation, so in other words, if you have something which is cooked together and eaten together, and it comes up on one spoon, that is an example of ikra and tofel. Now the general rule is that you go after the majority. So if you've got, let's say, lasagna, that's when mezonos comes into play, there are other rules a little bit. But lasagna is clear, you make a mezonos on it. You've got the majority is the mezonos. And then you've got some, whatever it is, cheese and sauce and tomatoes and mushrooms, whatever you put in it. That's the tofel. So therefore, that's one bracha. You don't need to make a separate bracha on the other bits. When you've got, let's say, some sort of chulen, sort of stew type mix, where you've got potato and you've got meat and things like that. So if the ikka is, let's say, the meat, so then, and it comes up on one spoon, then you'd make a shahakal. If the majority is vegetable, then you would make a bepro adoma. Yeah.
Why is it that ikka for you is different to the ikka for me? for meat. Let's say I eat.
We're going to talk about right.
Because I love meat.
Right. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to be a bit more next week. So the example he gives is a halitschka. If you have like a stuffed cabbage, so there you, according to the majority, it can depend what it is. The majority could be the cabbage. It could be the meat. And if you've got the meat inside with rice, so you've got three items. So you've got cabbage, which is hadoma. You've got meat, which is shahakon. You've got rice, which is mezonos. So if you've got a main primary thing, a majority, if you're not bothered, you just like the halitschka together, so then you would make on the majority. If the majority is meat, then you'd make on the shahakal. If the majority is cabbage, you make on that. But if you are only eating it because you like the meat, or you just like cabbage flavor, whatever it may be, so then it could be you've got two people eating the same thing, making a different bracha. Because for me, it's the meat, for you, it's the cabbage, let's say, so I make a shahakal, you make a adama. If, you know, you haven't given it too much thought, then, you know, it's not because I just like halitschkas. It's not so much the meat. So then you'd go after the majority. So then it can be quite complicated. You don't have to start taking your scales out and your science kit and seeing which is more. Is it more rice, more meat, more cabbage? In that, if you're just not sure, then you'd actually make a shahakal. If you if it's sort of they look pretty equalish, then you make a shahakal.
Depends on the size of the stuff in it.
So it's interesting. If you look at the last thing he just said, afilim in a nilkach bekafach minechod gam kein havatofel. So for example, a cereal. Yeah, you've got your whatever it may be. Let's say shredders. Yeah, or you've got your cornflakes. So shredders you make a mezonos, and cornflakes for the Kellogg's one you make a bo'er adoma. If you have a bit of milk left over and you want to eat drink that afterwards, you actually don't make a bracha on it.
You don't.
Even if you're having it separately afterwards, you don't make a bracha. So that means you've made a mezonos on your shredders, whatever mezonos type cereal you're having, and then you've got some leftover milk at the end. You didn't make a bracha on that milk because, again, you've got ikka toffel. It's all mixed together. On the same spoon, you've got ikka and toffel. The ikka is the cereal. The toffel is the milk. And therefore, you make a bracha on the ikka. But the interesting thing is, even if you have the milk left over at the end, you do not make a broch on it. There's one exception, and that is, if you have, a good example is Cocoa Pops, right? The chocolate Rice Krispies. Now, I'm watching guys eat cereal, that's most of my life, and I'm sitting there having breakfast with them. So what some of them do is they pour a lot of milk in because they want to have their Cocoa Pops, and at the end they want to have a chocolate milkshake. Right, so then it could be different because you're making mezonos, and then I wanted to have this chocolate milkshake that has chashivas in itself, and it could be making shakal on that. But generally speaking, unless one does that, you do not make a bracha on the toffle,
even if you pour extra milk in order to have milk at the end to drink.
Okay, that's different. If you pour extra, then it's like your Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
If you pour extra milk so that you can have milk at the end, then it's different. It's like having a glass of milk separately.
Yeah.
But if, most people that have a cereal and there's a bit of milk left over, they want to spoon it up, that's okay. They don't make a broccoli.
The other way around, like you have 90% milk and 4 or 5
chilies. So a good example of that would be a chicken soup with lakshan and knedlach. And let's say you have a few lakshan floating around. So I remember, again, I didn't check this, this is from memory, that Reb Scheinberg, his geder was that 6 pieces of lakshan. Now, in that case, so if you've got just something, you've got a chicken soup. And you got some lakshan, or knedlach, and then you, again, on the spoon comes up knedlach and chicken soup, or lakshan and chicken soup, then you make a mezonos. Mm-hmm. Because the mezonos is a bit different, because even if mezonos is the toffel, it has chashivas and you make a broch on that. However, there, if you have a spoon comes up and it's clear soup, then you'd have to make a shahakal. But Reb Scheinberg's point is that if you have 6 or less pieces of lakshan, then you would only make shahakal. And then the mezonos is so sort of inconsequential, you wouldn't bother. You wouldn't make a mezonos on it.
So something like, let's say, chunks of chicken soup, or even like mushroom powder soup, you wouldn't pick out a big piece of something and make a separate bracha, and then a big piece of the next thing. And it's very obvious what it is. You have to pick what's your ikka and just make one bracha.
Right, that's right.
Is it better to make beforehand the 3 separate
brachas? The rule is, when you've got an ikka and toffel mixture together, lasagna, fruit cocktail, the beef stew that we've been speaking about, the rule is, there's ikka and toffel, and the ikka gets the bracha, that's what the Mishnah says. However, if you've got, and if you look at the next case, the next paragraph of the Aruch HaShulchan, Avol habasa oichlin b'fnei atzmai, oi koidim hatavshil, oi achakach, ein ze'ikav atofel. Imagine you've got a plate of food, and you've got just, you know, you've got some chicken, or some, and then you've got some rice, and you've got some vegetables. So then, that's not, it's not shaykh ikav atofel. And therefore, you clearly make three different brachas. And therefore, im likate hatapuche adam mitecha tavshil, which is what you were saying. If, let's say, for example, you've got a chulin type mixture and you just fancy a potato and you pull out the potato because that, you know, you want the potato on its own, then he says, the Aruch HaShulchan, im likate hatapuche adam mitecha tavshil va'ochlim bifnei atzmon mevorech aleihem berpri adam. Im hatavshil berchosim mezonos v'shahakol. Even if the overall, you know, a bracha of that tavshil, of that mixed item, that combined item is shahakol or mazonos or whatever it may be, if you pull out a potato, then that's what you do. Now you're asking, should you do that? So the answer is no, you don't need to. The ikar and tafel is, if it's all one big mixed item and it comes up on one spoon together, you go after the majority, or your preferred, if you know, if you like, we said with the holunchka, you like the meat, you like the cabbage, whatever it may be, you make one bracha. If, however, you just want to have a few potatoes separately, then it will be different. Then you would have to make, says Aruch HaShulchan, you make a prepared adama. Yeah? Okay. So far, two categories of ikar and tafel. The first is when the food is all mixed together. And the definition of that, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, is if it comes up on one spoon together, lots of little items, and then you go after the majority, like I said, or the preferred. A second category is when foods are placed on a plate together, then it seems each one would require a separate bracha. Now, you then have a third category where foods are used to enhance the taste of another food. So, for example, you've got some cut vegetables with some dips. So then, you know, you dip some sliced cucumber, sliced carrots into a vinaigrette or into a hummus or something. So then, the second food is just meant to enhance the primary food. So it's clear that your vegetables are your ikkah, but you just want to enhance it by dipping it into a dip. So then you'd clearly make a berpri adama. Or for example, you've got potatoes and you have ketchup. So, you know, mixed ketchup we discussed last week is clearly shahakol. It's processed so much, you know, it's blended so smoothly that it's lost its hadama status, and therefore it's shahakol. Potatoes are hadama. So if you have potatoes and you have ketchup, then the ketchup is just meant to enhance the potatoes you make a berpri adama. That's the third category. A fourth category, which is less relevant, but it does apply occasionally, where the food is eaten not for taste or nutrition. So the example the post can give is when you have a very sharp food. Imagine you've got a very sharp bit of fish, of schmaltz herring or something, and it's a bit too sharp. And you want to have something afterwards to sort of dilute the strength, the sharpness of that food. So then that item doesn't even require a bracha. So the chiddush here is that you're not actually eating them together, you're eating them afterwards. If you take a look at the next box, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol shehu ikka v'imay tefeira. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim in Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Yud Beis. Kol shehu ikka v'imay tefeira, mevarech ala ikka poitis ha-tefeira, which is what quoting the Mishnah in Brachos, which you mentioned. Bein mibrachos lefoneh, bein mibrachos l'achreha. Okay, so that means it applies for the bracha before and the bracha achrona. So for example, lasagna, or for example, whatever it may be. Lo miboy im ha-ikka ma'urav ma'tofel, el afilu kol echod levadai. Now here we go. Va'afilu pas shehu choshev mikol. Even bread, which we'll see Mr. Shem next week, which is of course the most choshev bracha and normally includes everything, im hu tofel kagoin she'ochal dag miliach. You had a very salty fish. Va'ochal pas imay, and you have a bit of bread with it. Kadesh le'yazikenu begroin. It shouldn't damage you to sort of dilute the strength, the potency of the fish. Mevarech al adag upayte hapas. You make a shahakla on the fish, and you make a bracha on the bread. Now, one should be careful doing this, because sometimes you actually enjoy the bread, sometimes it does, you know, give you nutrition, sometimes it's not 100% clear why you're doing it. So it's not ideal, unless you're absolutely certain that's why you're doing it. But the maaser, when, you know, push comes to shove, that is what the halacha is. Okay, so
No washing,
you're just having that bread in order to take away the potency of the thing. No washing, no hamotzi. Its function is merely to take away the sharpness of the fish.
So what about something like
And for example, let's say you take some medicine. Yeah. And you're very bad at taking pills. So you need to have a little bit of bread or cracker or something to eat with it, that, you know, to help the medicine go down, as they say. Then you won't make a bracha on it, because you're not eating it as food. You're eating it just to help medicine go down, and therefore no washing, no, if it was bread that you've chosen, which is seems very strange.
Is it the same with a glass of water with pill?
Yeah, yeah. If you're taking a glass of water merely to help you swallow that pill, you do not make a bracha. Okay, so let's leave it there. So what have we said so far? Ikkar and Tafel, different categories of Ikkar and Tafel. Number one is when you've got foods mixed together, which is sort of a spoonful would contain a mixture of both items, lasagna, fruit cocktail, beef stew containing bits of meat and potato. That's one category, and that would require one bracha. Then you've got separately foods placed on a plate together. Of course, that would make two brachas. Then you've got foods used to enhance the other. So what's the ikka, what's the tafel? The thing which is, you've got the vegetables and you're dipping it in. The vegetable is the ikka and you make a bepra adoma. And then the other food does not require a bracha. And then you've got a food which is eaten neither for taste nor for nutrition. And then it would not require a bracha. So what we'll discuss in the next week is further applications of this. How do you determine which is ikkar and which is tafel? And mezonos and ikkar and tafel is actually very important. And then we'll just start talking about foods during a bread meal, which also has there's a lot to say on that. Okay, seder.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.